It is now time for the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths in an endeavor to answer your Bible questions. Our subject for this program is the keys of heaven and hell. God has promised that there will be no more sickness, nor sorrow, nor death upon the earth with the establishment of His kingdom. I have a question that puzzles me. Everyone has heard stories of Peter's attending the pearly gates of heaven and what occurs when various ones have applied for admittance. Well, a scripture has been brought to my attention where Jesus said to Peter, "I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." So, while I don't think that heaven is behind pearly gates and all that sort of thing, still, my question is, what are these keys that Jesus gave to Peter, and how are they used? And, oh yes, another question on the subject of keys. The resurrected Jesus said, "I have the keys of hell and of death." What is meant by that? But first, our listeners should know that this program is presented by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with local Bible study groups, and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. But now back to Ed. Will you tell us, please, about the keys of heaven that were given to Peter?
Yes, Russell, I will, but first, may I correct you? Peter was not given the keys of heaven, but the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
Which means the same thing, doesn't it?
No, Russell. There's a great difference in meaning. The promise is found in Matthew 16, verse 19. The kingdom of heaven here referred to as that divine government or rulership which the God of heaven has promised to establish on this earth. It has no reference at all to heaven as a place in which to dwell. Actually, the text would be more properly translated, "the keys of the kingdom from the heavens."
Well, I will agree that that makes quite a difference. So continue your explanation, please.
Keys are used in the Bible to symbolize the right or authority to unlock whatever it is to which they belong.
But Ed, in what sense was Peter given the privilege of using the keys to the Lord's kingdom?
Well, God's work of selecting those who would be joint heirs with Jesus in His kingdom began with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Here Peter was a chief spokesman for the apostles, and as a result of his masterful sermon, several thousand were converted. Thus Peter was used to open up kingdom privileges to believers, and the door of opportunity has remained open ever since. At Pentecost, Peter opened up kingdom privileges to Israelites only. Here he used the first key. 3.5 years later, it was Peter who was used as the first to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom to the Gentiles. This was in the home of Cornelius, the first Gentile convert. There he used a second symbolic key. This concluded his use of the keys of the kingdom.
Well, thank you very much, Ed, for that explanation. We are to understand, then, that eventually the whole world is to have the opportunity of being blessed as subjects of Christ's kingdom.
Yes, that's correct.
And now, Ed, tell me about the keys of hell.
Well, the keys of hell are possessed by Jesus Himself. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 18, He states, "I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death."
You know, Ed, that seems strange. As you know, the traditional idea has been that Satan possesses the keys of hell.
But, Russell, as a matter of fact, the devil has never been in hell. However, the Bible tells us that when Jesus died, he did go into the Bible hell. That is why he now has the keys of hell.
Does the Bible really say that Jesus was in hell?
Yes, it does. In Psalm 16, verse 10, it is made clear that Jesus was in hell during the time between his crucifixion and resurrection. It reads, "Thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption."
But how can we be sure that this text really applies to Jesus?
For the very reason the Apostle Peter says so. In his Pentecostal sermon, Peter quotes this text and applies it to the death and resurrection of Jesus.
Good for Peter. I'll accept his authority anytime. But tell me, why did Jesus go to hell when he died? Hell, you know, has always been considered a place to which only the wicked go when they die. Why should Jesus go to hell?
Well, the Bible, hell is the condition of death into which both the righteous and the wicked go when they die, and from which all are eventually resurrected. Jesus went into death, that is, into the Bible hell, to take the sinner's place in death.
Well, if Jesus actually became a substitute in death for Adam and his race, why are the people still dying?
The element of time enters into the divine plan for restoring the human race to life. In due time, as the Bible says, there shall be no more death. And also, in due time, those who have died will be awakened from the sleep of death and given an opportunity to live forever. This means they will return from hell, or from death, that is.
Surely we can all be thankful for that, if it is true. But tell us more about the keys of hell.
Well, they are, of course, symbolic keys.
That means that Jesus will use the keys of hell to unlock the doors of death. That is, if hell is simply the condition of death, as you say.
Yes, that's right. The Bible represents death as being a great prison house. Because Jesus took the sinner's place in death, he now possesses divine authority to release the prisoners of death.
And then that means that those who go to hell do not remain in hell forever.
That's exactly what it means, Russell. This is one of the ways in which the Bible assures us of the resurrection from the dead. The idea that those who go to hell must remain there forever is not taught in the Bible. The Bible, in fact, assures us that hell will give up its dead. In the 20th chapter of Revelation, we read, "The sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them."
Thank you, Ed. That does seem very clear. How did we get the idea that hell would continue to hold its victims forever? The Bible seems to contradict that thought.
It surely does. And, Russell, that text emphasizes another fact, which is that those in the Bible hell are dead. Hell gives up its dead. Remember, those in hell are dead, not alive, as some have mistakenly supposed, and being dead, they are not suffering in torment.
That is wonderful. But, Ed, I notice that in this 20th chapter of Revelation, mention is made of the lake of fire. Did you notice that? Doesn't this mean that hell, after all, is a place of fire and brimstone?
Not at all, Russell. Verse 14 states that hell is cast into the lake of fire. This proves that hell is not a lake of fire because, as you know, hell could not very well be cast into itself.
Well, of course, that does seem obvious. Then what does it mean? What is the lake of fire?
Well, fire is used in the Bible to symbolize destruction. Since death and hell are to be cast into the lake of fire, it means that they're to be destroyed. Verse 4 of the next chapter emphasizes this, stating that there shall be no more death. And as you know, Russell, this text, which tells us that hell is cast into the lake of fire and destroyed, is the last time the word hell appears in the Bible.
Thank you, Ed, for that information. But tell me, How did so much misunderstanding arise on the subject of hell when it is made so plain in these clear statements from the Bible?
The difficulty originated with Satan's lie to Mother Eve when he said to her that death would not result from partaking of the forbidden fruit. These points are brought out clearly in the little book, Hope Beyond the Grave. Russell, but will you tell our friends about this very enlightening book and how they may get one free?
Yes, Ed, I'll be glad to do that. Friends, the little book, Hope Beyond the Grave, contains biblical facts concerning life, death, and the hereafter. Your copy will be sent to you free upon request. What will Jesus do with the keys of hell? What and where is heaven? What and where is paradise? Can the living talk with the dead? These are some of the questions you will find answered in the little book, Hope Beyond the Grave. According to the Bible, hell is not a place of torment. These vital truths are all clearly set forth in Hope Beyond the Grave, so send for it now. There is no obligation, of course. Simply ask for the Hope Book. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for the Hope Book. It will be sent to you free through the mail. Here again is the address, Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. This program is brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and the Friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Ask your friends to listen, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.